Hi, everybody. This is Nancy Marmolejo, your CEO of Sysability and founder of www.vivavisibility.com. Today is Tuesday, May 6, 2008, and I have the great pleasure of introducing everyone to a good friend of mine. But before I introduce you to her, I just want to make sure everyone is in the right place at the right time. Title of this teleseminar is How to Claim Your Fame and Fortune with a Passionista Mindset. We'll learn all about what this is, what it means, how can you be a passionista, or maybe you already are one. My guest, Allie Rodriguez, will be providing us with information around that. Now, Allie is a very extraordinary woman. I've known her for a number of years now. She is a business coach who resides in Ormond Beach, Florida. She is, she can go over some of her background and training if she cares to, but she's an extremely, extremely well known and sought after business coach, particularly in her area. She is a person who really leads with passion, and she's found a way to blend passion and profits, and that's what we're going to be talking about on today's Passionista teleseminar. I first met Allie a few years back at a coaching conference at the International Coach Federation Conference in San Jose, California. We'd been corresponding online for a while and then just magically happened to be sitting next to each other without even realizing it. And ever since then, our paths just keep crossing. When I created the Spotlight You program and launched the whole concept of Sysability, where you add sizzle to your visibility, I needed some extra help working with my clients, and I thought, who do I know that would understand what Sysability is without having to explain it to them? And the first person I thought of was Allie. So I actually have Allie as part of my team, and she helps my clients. She is my top Sysability coach. Excuse me. But in addition to that, Allie has her own coaching business and has had her own coaching business for a number of years. And through that, she's helped people from all over the world make some incredible breakthroughs, make connections they've never made before. My clients email me back after each session with Allie, and all they could say is, wow. I mean, that's usually, it usually starts with, wow. And then it's followed up by paragraphs and paragraphs of how incredible she is, the help she's given them, and the breakthroughs she's helped to facilitate. So without any further ado, Ms. Allie Rodriguez, welcome.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I'm just, like, speechless at this point. My God, talk about, wow, what a great introduction. And what a little bit of memory lane there, going back to San Jose, California, when we had our first encounter.
That's it. And usually I don't like to read a bio if I know the person really well, so I just went, that was off the top of my head.
I know. That's what...
If I skipped anything, please add it in.
No, that's what made it so awesome, because it was, you know, it came from the heart. I'm saying, oh, my God, I don't even need to put anything else. Plus the fact that you mentioned your clients with the feedback, that just speaks volumes. I mean, that's totally amazing. And so I am just delighted to be in this call today. And as you know, yes, I'm very passionate about what I do. And then I'll go further into explaining what a passionista mindset is.
Great. Now, I want to just tell people on the call that star 6 will mute you, and star 6 will unmute you. I hear a little bit of background noise, so rather than me muting out the whole call, I'd rather everybody just practice a little self-control, do your own star 6ing. But we do want you to star 6 yourself when you want to come off, and feel free to unmute yourself at any time and ask a question and pop in there. You can wait until I take a little break, or if you just can't wait, and your passion is telling you, I've got to speak up right now. You go for it, honey. You just go for it. Okay, so, Allie, this term passionista has fascinated me, and I think it's fascinated other people. I've been talking about this concept with other people and about this call on Twitter and on Facebook and putting it out there on my newsletter, and I see a lot of people who I haven't had on teleseminars before signed up for this. I think they're as curious as I am. So let's talk about how do you define a passionista, and I'd also love to learn a little bit about the history of this word and how you came up with it.
It's a burning fire in your belly. It begins right there, and then it moves up into your heart, and then it just it comes right out of your mouth. It's just an amazing kind of a component that begins, that actually ends up in a mindset that begins with a tremendous amount of passion for sharing information, meaningful and useful and powerful information, to directly impact and influence the decision-making process of others so that they can live their best life ever.
Wow, that's heavy.
It is what it is. It is the
essence.
I'm still
thinking of it. So there's a fire burning in the belly, and it moves up to the heart. You say it comes out the mouth. Like, so is this something, when you're a passionista, is it are you talking about getting people to express themselves verbally, or is it a – how does it look on the whole person level?
It looks like you are no longer hanging on to barriers that will not allow you to either maintain yourself aligned with what your thoughts and your verbal expressions are, and also the passion to convey information that is meaningful, that is useful, and that is going to directly impact the decision-making process of how you want to live your life and live it well.
So when you say decision-making, because that's what I'm getting from that is, because a lot of times people who are feeling super passionate about something, they're not going to stop and think about the rules. They're not going to stop and think about the shoulds and the should nots, or what will they think, or what will this person think. Because a person who is fueled by a passion doesn't care what anybody else thinks. That person just goes for it. And I think that's really what sets a person apart. Maybe that's the ultimate passionista definition, is the person who is so passionate about something, that fire of passion burns away all of the fear and all of the barriers.
Absolutely. That's why it becomes a mindset. All of a sudden you don't think about it anymore. You know that you're moving forward, you're moving with a purpose, and you don't even question what it is that you're doing. It's a passion that moves you beyond any kind of barriers that have either been self-imposed or just put for them or to you by other folks, that it's no longer even a question. It just happens, and it just propels you into the stratosphere. And part of the purpose for this goal was to how to claim your fame and fortune with this kind of a mindset. And this kind of mindset is just going to give you a sense of entitlement to what is rightfully yours. You don't question it. It's such a passion within you to live your best life ever, to be who you're supposed to be, to claim your uniqueness. That's part of the passionista mindset as well, is to be absolutely in awe of who you are with your own uniqueness.
And also, when you're talking about claiming your fame and fortune, I mean, you know, my clients come to me for PR and media strategizing and how to get known, and I always tell them, if you don't have that sizzability, that passion, you're going to blend into the woodwork. You're not going to be the one who stands out and gets remembered. And for a lot of people, they blend in, not because they aren't creative and they can't come up with the ideas. They simply can't make that connection where the, you know, getting over that fear of being themselves, of branding themselves in the way that will really sing for them, or creating the messages or the platform that will be their boldest expression. They tend to shrink back, not because they can't, but because something inside of them is saying, oh, don't, no, that's too much. Oh, wait, just hold on. And so here's Allie telling us, forget that.
Exactly. There's that, again, that burning sensation that you feel deep, deep down, and then it just continues to kind of move up where it gets into your brain, and then it just starts coming out. It's just something that moves you beyond anything that is totally even, you know, that you would even think of, oh, my God, can I really do this? Oh, yes, you can. It's not just an attitude mindset. It's got a fire. It's like, you know, you just hear the 4th of July, all of the fireworks going on. This is something that goes on inside of you and within your own thought pattern that is constant. That's the difference between being passionate and being a passionista. Mm-hmm. It's constant.
Okay, that's beautiful. Difference between being passionate and a passionista. Now, people are saying, okay, I feel passionate about what I'm doing, but how can I make it show up every day where I don't feel like I have to conjure it? It just is there. I know that you have something called the Power of Five. I've known you for a long time, so I know all your stuff. Does that feed into the passionista?
Yes, you conjure it up, actually. It's like calling for your guardian angel for some of us who believe in those, or you conjure up for whatever power it is that you have within you, and it just becomes very natural. And that is what really keeps you motivated. I'll tell you, being inspired is wonderful. We're not always stay inspired. However, it is wonderful. Attaining knowledge is powerful if we know how to apply it. However, being and staying motivated, that's totally priceless. Because that continues within you. It doesn't leave you, even when you're not aware of it. It just stays with you where you continue to just break barriers, and then it becomes like second skin. And it's something, another thing that, to add to it, is something that you savor. You actually, it's almost like if you could taste it. For those of us in this call that love chocolate, it's almost like you can taste it. It is totally amazing.
So are you going to tell us about these five things, or do you want to talk about that a little bit later on?
No, I'm going to right now, because it all ties into how do you actually claim your fame and fortune with this kind of passionista mindset. And the Power of Five, it's five fundamental course that we all have. And when I started to think as to how else can I serve my clients, and how else can I add value not only to them but for them to turn around and use that value to add to their clients and to the people in their lives, I realized that these fundamental core values that we all have begin with a passion. And that passion is actually fueled by courage. It actually takes a lot of courage to say, I'm really, I feel this passion, I'm going to be passionate about it, and then I want to not only be passionate about it, but I want to be loud about it, even if in silence.
Just go more on that, being loud about something in silence.
Being loud about the passion that you have and how passionate you feel about what you do and who you are and who you serve, even if at times, even for some people, they do it in silence. You can still be loud about it. Mother Teresa comes to mind. She was not very loud about the things she did. However, she had a passion on what she did.
You're talking about this energy that emanates from a person. So when somebody has that passionista mindset, there's a vibe, and you can just feel it when you're around that person.
Yes, you can, and it's part of the loudness. And you can even be loud by voice, or you can just be loud in your own silence if you so choose. And again, this is all about claiming your fame and fortune. And it's interesting how you can still have the spotlight shining on you, even if in silence.
Well, definitely.
Sense.
I mean, that's one of those things that people have to understand. You know, we find what works for us. We find that that I call it sizzability, you call it passionista. I mean, it's that part of it of us that you don't have to even say anything. Yes, people will understand. So passion, that's very important. Is that one of the five?
Passion is absolutely number one on the five core values. And passion also is what allows you to become a great business leader, and it helps you. It helps you to stand up against conventional wisdom. Let's face it, we are into an era with this new millennium where we no longer live our lives nor do business as usual. We need to live it and do business unusual. And therefore, this part of the passion, and we're all leaders, whether we are home-based, whether we have a huge empire as a in business, it does not matter. We are all leaders. Even if we're working out of a cubicle and working for somebody else, we are a leader right there and then. And this is why passion is so important, because it helps you stand up against conventional wisdom. The other one is pride, and this is directly, this particular core value is directly associated with knowing how to claim your fame and fortune. This is so important, and what does that mean? What does pride mean? That means to really be proud about your own uniqueness, about who you are, about really thinking that the person who you are, where you're coming from, what you are creating for yourself, for the world, the gift that you have to hold and or to share, that you are so proud of, that you just stand so tall and unstoppable. You just become, you become of the mindset, which is actually part of the Passionista mindset, that life is no longer about who's going to let me. It's about who's going to stop me.
Mm. That's, now, pride always brings up a lot of things. You know, I think, isn't it one of the seven deadly sins? It's such a loaded word. Like, on one end, pride can be egotistical, but then your version of pride is, you know, something different. So how would you differentiate between pride as an ego trip and pride as this part of a Passionista mindset?
Think about what you are loyal to, or something that's really important to you, that when you see maybe a child, maybe your own business, it could be two things that come to mind that really give me the goosebumps. It's when you pledge allegiance to the flag, or the first time as a child when you realize the importance of pledging allegiance to something. I was born in Cuba. I'm a naturalized American citizen. I remember the first time when I became a citizen and we all went to take the oath, and I made my pledge. I cannot begin to put into words at the time what I was feeling in the way of pride. I was so proud to be who I was. I was so proud of the decision I made to become who I wanted to become. It was a matter of choice. And to be a part of something that was immensely, immensely powerful, and it was of immense meaning to me as to I wanted to be part of this that was, that has so much meaning to me, that made me very proud at one given point after my pledge to call myself an American.
So in your definition of pride, it's not so much I'm better than you type
no.
of thinking. What it is like you had said, it's who's going to stop me? It's something that's fueled from a deeper place.
Absolutely. It's being proud about who you are and where you're coming from, your accomplishments. Be proud of your accomplishments. Be proud of the company that you keep. Be proud of the business that you have created. Be proud of the purpose that business is going to be serving. Be proud of how you serve your community. It's that kind of proud. It's not the false sense of pride. It is that kind of proud that when you own it, and that's part of the pride quotient, when you own it, it becomes very easy to actually claim your fame and fortune and be in the spotlight, because it is that you're so proud,
yeah,
and you carry it so well.
Awesome. Okay, so our first, Allie is sharing with us her five pillars that underlie the Passionista mindset. The first one, she said, is passion, of course. How can you be a Passionista without passion? And the second one is pride. Allie, what's number three?
Number three is understanding is purpose. Understanding the purpose behind everything you do. And then once you get it, once you understand your purpose, it's to focus on every project that you start with, beginning with the end in mind. It becomes very easy to really start creating projects that are going to begin with the end in mind. It becomes very easy to create a vision, to really be more of a visionary than you've ever been. It becomes very easy to get all of the people that you need in your team to continue to build your business, and then create more time for yourself. Once you get it, once you know that purpose, and for some people it takes a little longer to understand it, but once you understand the purpose behind everything you do, and you do it so well, it's then focus on the beginning of every project that you do, always with the end in mind. It just changes everything. It's totally amazing.
When you talk about understanding a purpose, are you talking about, how does a person find that out? I know there's different people do different things. Some people love assessments. Other people are into meditation. When you work with clients, how do you help them connect with their purpose?
I take them back to things that they enjoy doing as if they had no one to tell them that's a no-no, don't do it. I help them connect to that freedom, if you will, of acting without any kind of judgment around them. And that sometimes, most of the time actually, is how they begin to connect with, that's my purpose, this is why I'm here, this is why I've been called to do this. And then also, it helps you in clarify who are the people, who are the clients that you're meant to serve.
That sounds, yes. That's one of the things when clients come to me, I would say 90% of clients, even people who are at high levels of their business, they're never quite sure of exactly who their target market is.
Well, because their purpose may not be so clear. I mean, it's really, I totally concur with you. It's part, once you know your purpose, and this is how I help my clients, I keep on digging and digging, and you know me, I dig and dig and dig until I bring it up into the surface. And it's one of the things that it make people a little confused as to, well, I'm supposed to serve this one and that one and the other one, and all of a sudden everyone and their brother appears to be the ideal client when it isn't.
Yeah, okay, so purpose, passion, pride, and purpose so far. Before we get tips number three, and or pillars number four and five, I want to very quickly say your website, because I totally forgot to say that in your introduction, and I know you have a couple of websites, whichever one or ones you want to.
I will give the main website where they can get, a free report on what the Passionista Mindset is, and that is www.visionforsuccess.biz, B-I-C. Again, visionforsuccess.biz. And you can also subscribe to my newsletter from there. And you will get a report every other day for five consecutive days, I should say, where you're going to be receiving pretty much what passion is all about, how you're going to identify your passion, what you need to be doing to focus on that, and then it will go into other sections. So it's actually very interesting. So I encourage everybody to check it out. And the other one, which is more of a mini website, which is a fun site, is mypassionistaforlife.com.
Now, that's the word for – I just want to clarify with everybody who's listening, writing this down, because everybody makes web numbers so cryptic. Visionforsuccess.biz, it's the word V-I-S-I-O-N, and then the word for, F-O-R, success.biz. Visionforsuccess.biz,
yes,
that's number one. And then what is the second one?
The second one is Passionista, P-A-S-S-I-O-N-I-S-T-A, for, F-O-R, life, life.com. And that one I also encourage everybody to visit. It's it's a fun site.
I have never been to this site before.
Oh, you gotta see it.
I love it. Ooh.
You just saw it?
Okay, if anybody hasn't noticed yet, if Allie were to pick an element of she is fire. Allie is fire to the 10th power. You see the red and yellow and orange, and she's got her, just everything about her, and she talks about the Passionista mindset burning inside of you. Yeah, okay. Hello.
I thought you had seen it.
Where was I? I must have been sleeping in a cave for the winter or something. It's fabulous. I love it.
It's so me, and that's why I encourage people to visit, because that's pretty much what you see is what you get. And I am so passionate about, giving the best of me to those that I'm meant to serve, and that is just a hell of a way to really figure, finding out who is this woman and what the hell is the Passionista all about.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful. Everybody has to go. PassionistaForLife.com. My new favorite website. That was very cool. And you have, all right, so let's just, now that we've given that information, I just want to see if anybody has a quick question before we go on to points number four and five. If you muted yourself out, you just hit *6. If you have an example of something that you are passionate about, proud of, how you find yourself on purpose, or any questions for Allie Rodriguez. Just say your name and where you're calling from. Go ahead and shout it out. Nobody's talking yet.
I
I know there are people on the line with questions. I can hear
you. Hey, Allie, I'm sorry. It took me a minute to unmute myself. This is Angel Aviles McClinton from L.A.
Hi, Angel. I love the work you've been doing, and it shows. Beautiful.
Well, it's a love fest over here. I just love you. I love all that you represent, and, of course, I love Nancy. My question is, we're passionate about our business. We're passionate about what we're bringing to the world and changes. How do we deal with negativity that's close to us?
We transform it. You must take that negativity and look at it as the energy that it is, and you have to figure out ways to transform it. And sometimes the transformation may take the form of disposing of it. You want to give me an example?
Well, I think in some cases it might come up as objections for some people. In some cases it might come up in the form of just bad business relationships, or I know that there are a lot of people on the line with small businesses, and when you're small business, maybe you're working out of your home. It might be a husband who doesn't support your business. So just negative energy coming in and trying to prevent you from accessing your power and your goals.
Those are energies, again, that they have to be dealt with on a very individual basis. It depends on what really is going on with the energy and who the people are. And then you need to decide what it is that you want to do with that energy. And, again, you got to transform it. And I could go into a coaching session, but it's not really, and again, I can do it one-on-one, and you would be happy to. And my telephone number is on my website. But I know, and I actually can visualize where you're coming from, and that is a matter of you really sitting down with the energy, not the person. This is not about the person. This is about you dealing, actually, with a difficult energy that is not serving your purpose and is blocking you off. So don't deal with the person. Deal with the behavior.
Hey, Allie.
Yes.
And Angel, thank you for that question. That was awesome. And you are loved right back. I have, what you're saying, I think there's a sixth P we might have to add to your pillars, and that's protection.
Yeah.
Because that's really what she's talking about, is protecting yourself from other people who, maybe on a subconscious level want to topple you off from this joy that you find from this passion that you're plugged into. A lot of times what I find is that when I'm around people who are negative, it's they just haven't found that thing to plug into. I found my thing that I plugged into that makes me passionate, and I'm really happy about it. And it fuels me enough that the joy I feel from the passion outweighs the fear I have of the negativity.
Yes, absolutely. And then again, there are negative blocks that may come our way that sometimes we don't see it, or we don't feel it right away until we feel like we're asphyxiating. And that's when we need to address the energy, because it is what it is, it's an energy. And the other part is that we need to address the behavior of who's causing this kind of energy, not the person.
And then make those decisions whether, that person needs, how do you either protect yourself from it or, eliminate the toleration.
Exactly, because at the end of the day, we are the sum of the five people we spend our time with.
All right. Well, thank you for that great question, Angel.
Thank
really
you,
appreciate
Angel.
That you're here and you were able to share with that. If you have another question, just hold on. I will be taking another break after Allie explains the next two pillars of her five pillars, although I'm totally lobbying her now to make six.
Actually, we're going to make seven. I mean, we may wind up with seven altogether, because promotion, I'm thinking promotion in here, it's so tied to fame and fortune. But let me just focus on, and by the way, this five pillars, as Nancy referred to, this five powers, as I call them, I created a DVD. I did a presentation on this in front of a live audience, and I go through all of them, very specific, and there are people in the audience that are actually applying it, and they're saying, well, is this mean? Is this what you mean? Is this how I do it? And it's pretty awesome, and you can actually get that DVD at alirodriguez.com. It's totally awesome, and it's a special price today for the folks on this call at an introductory of $37 only, all right?
Spell your website, Ali.
It's alirodriguez.com.
Spell it.
Ali, A-L-I, Rodriguez, R-O-D-R-I-G as in George, U-E-Z as in zebra, with no stripes, no, .com.
All right.
Couldn't resist that one.
Ali, A-L-I. All right. Let's go on to your pillar number four.
Yes, I love this one, which is profits. We all need to think about that we have the, we actually came from wealth, and we have the God-given right to claim our wealth and our profits, and we need to start thinking that everything that we do, we need to figure an angle how to turn a profit. And sometimes that profit does not come to us necessarily in the way of money. Sometimes that profit comes to us in the way of relationships. Because when we build relationships, we're building profits, by the way. And that's one angle that some people do not think of, or maybe they do. But most of the folks I talk to, and I present how this is a profit-making proposition where you're talking about relationship building, they go, what? And so this is extremely important that at the end of the day, anything and everything that we all do, we need to think with, okay, how do I turn a profit? Not just make money out of what we do, because that doesn't really tell us anything. We don't have a measuring stick to say, okay, making money, what does that mean? Are we really making money? Sometimes it's just enough to break even. What is the profit margin? And you have that right. And this is what's the beauty. When you connect your passion to your pride and your sense of purpose, it's like, voila. It just hits you like a thunderbolt. You won't believe it. It's everything begins to clarify itself, and that's when you start really crunching numbers. And you said, okay, this is what I want for this. This is how much money I want to make of that. And you start setting up a systematic profit margin for every service, product, anything that you're selling, all of a sudden, so you can look at it as, you know, as a profitable business and not just like, oh, I'm making money and you don't really know what that means. It's about turning a profit, and that goes, turning a profit goes for your relationships. It's extremely important that you focus on relationship building. Turning a profit may go even with the relationships that you can have with your family and friends. And by the way, when you have a profit margin guideline, you apply it to your relationships, and you will immediately understand the ones that are in your life that are not serving the purpose they're supposed to serve in order for you to be able to make money.
So for example, if you are doing a joint venture, let's say, or something like that, where you figure, you know, you realize at the end of the day that maybe you did more, or the other person did more, or there's an unevenness. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm sorry, Nancy. Say that the last thing. I heard it click in the background, and you got off. Say that the last part again.
As far as, like, I'm trying to apply this to a real situation, because theoretically, I'm with you. I think what I want to hear is an exact example. So I'm asking you if something like a joint venture, where you're talking about relationships, this is obviously something that's a give and a take. And let's say you get involved in a promotion with somebody, or you get involved in something somehow, and then at the end of the day you realize that it's not entirely even. One person is giving more, one person is receiving more, and when you walk away it doesn't feel even. So is that what you're talking about when you're looking at relationship profit margins?
I was talking about both. The first one I was talking about is understanding that any venture that you begin, whether you start on your own or whether you start with a partner or whether you start with a conglomerate, that you must understand, and even when you work for somebody else, you must understand that you must be part of the profit margin solution. that anything and everything that is directly business related, even if you go look for a job, the first thing that you want to be sure you understand when you start talking to your interviewer is that you know how the company turns a profit and how you're going to be contributing to their bottom line. So that is one of the fundamental things. And a lot of people, when they first go into business, they just think that they're going to have to, you know, eat tamales for 2 years, when that's not really the case. If you create a profit, you know, you go for the cost. You know how much it's going to cost you to set up your business. Or you already are in business for a long time. You know how much it's costing you to operate the business, what your cash flow is, and what your operating expenses are, and what's the net. If you start out from the very beginning with a profit margin in mind, then you already created the guideline. And you immediately will know that this is okay, this is not okay.
So passion, pride, and purpose are good for getting you motivated, but they're not all you need to be profitable. Because this is a shift, because the first three pillars that you talked about were very energetic. And this one is very tangible. Just, hey, look at reality check here.
Yeah, but actually the first three, once you get those three going, it absolutely adds to you getting very realistic about this is what I really need to be doing. And it just adds more fuel to your sense of confidence and what's good for you in the sense that you have the entitlement to do this.
You know, just listening to your voice, you're just, I could tell your energy level has just risen. It's like when you start talking about profits, I know you get really excited. So for those of you who are listening to Allie, this is the type of business coach she is. She will hold your feet to the fire regarding profit margins. And some people, that's a very uncomfortable place, and they'd rather not go there, and they'd rather just go splash around and, you know, just talk about the fun stuff. But she's really serious. I mean, this is one serious lady who she'll talk about energy and passion and all that, but then she'll kick your butt when it comes to profits. And
yeah, this is what I'm passionate about. This is the passionista in me. I go through all of this because they're all components, and there's a reason why we start with the passion and the pride, which is so important. That one, pride, is totally related to the claiming your fame and fortune. However, how in the world can you claim fame and fortune when you are really not being profitable?
Profits lend to your credibility.
Absolutely. And that is the one aspect of a business that I'm really very passionate about helping clients with, to claim it, to claim the right to say, hey, I want to have a net percentage of my profits of 35%. That's just to keep it, you know, conservative. Why not?
Okay, and so let's,
yes.
I'm going to ask you, I know that we're looking at the clock here, and I know that we have one more point to go on, but can we, what else do we need to talk about with profits, or are we ready to move on to the next
one? Well, the profits, you asked about relationships, and yes, that too, because you need to have a return on your investment. And one of the things that happened with profits is that we're also spenders. So being mindful of our profits, it helps us not only in how we spend, but how we invest. And we invest also our money, and we invest our time. And we sometimes invest money and time in relationships, including our family. So what kind of a return on that kind of, on our investments do we want back? If that makes sense, everyone who's hearing this. And that applies to joint ventures. It's extremely important that we have joint ventures. It's also extremely important that there is a give and take that is a win-win and then win for everybody concerned.
Awesome. Awesome. And I know that, Allie, we're going to be having a visibility call for the Viva Visibility clients, and we're actually going to be talking about joint ventures this month. So when we do that call, I would love you to be able to share this profit margin on the relationship and looking at it through that lens. I think it's really fascinating. Okay. Pillar number five. I'm anxious to hear it.
Pillar number five, this is the trickiest of them all, and I'm going to tell you why. Perception is our own truth as we see it, which is not necessarily always the truth as it is. However, we need to embrace our own sense of perception so we can put it into perspective. And perception is like the messenger. This is one of the core values that we all have. We all have it. None of the values that I have mentioned in here are not non-existent. We all have it. But perception is the one that carries most of the both positive and negative emotions. Perception, I find it very fascinating because it's like the messenger. You know, when we get up in the morning, we're constantly making decisions whether we realize them or not, all right? And the first thing, and there are three decisions that we're always making when we first, you know, open our eyes. And that's what to focus on. And the other one is, which is totally related to perception, is what things are going to mean as our day continues. We're giving meaning to stuff that is happening. And the last one is what to do, and the last one after that is what to do next. So perception is giving meaning to stuff. You are totally in charge of what you apply meaning to. I don't know how many people in this call may or may have not been in New Orleans before Katrina, but New Orleans is an amazing town. It's a fun town. But New Orleans is also full of very interesting characters. And I remember the first time that I encountered what they call a voodoo king in that area, in a part of New Orleans. I was horrified about how he looked. Until all of a sudden I said to myself, wait a minute. This is not how I really want to see this guy. So I approached him, and this happened at a cemetery, by the way. So I approached him, I introduced myself, and then once I got to talk to him, I mean, he was just like you and I. Again, perception. Had I just say, oh, my God, I'm just being intimidated or just stayed frightened, I would have never made a connection with this guy. He could turn out to be absolutely lovely and adorable. And again, this takes you right back to claiming your fame and fortune. You got to know how to perceive this thing so you can actually say, yes, this is who I am. Yes, this is what I'm passionate about. And yes, this is how I'm claiming my fame and fortune. And this is how I can be in front of the cameras and in front of the spotlight and be the person that I want to be and receive the kind of notoriety that I want to receive so I can keep on moving forward. Because being in the spotlight is also as fundamental as almost eating. When you think about it, it's part of what really needs to fuel your business, so that you can move forward quicker rather than later. So getting back to perception, it could be your friend and it could be your enemy. And that is a mastery process. That I could talk about this for hours. I cannot just put it in 5 minutes. But that's the idea. Master your sense of perception. Once you master what you give meaning to, you're in charge. As soon as you understand you're in charge of what you give meaning to things, wow, then you begin to master perception. And perception, remember, is the messenger. It can bring bad news or it can bring good news. And once you get it, you understand how to deal with this and how to master it, then it can be your ally for life. It's amazing.
Well, perceptions of people and opportunities also, you know, like you had said, you know, you saw this guy and at first he scared you, but then you got to know him and you're like, oh, he's not really that scary, and you start to understand it. And then pretty soon you're not looking at the visual things that distracted you before. You start to focus on the person, what they're all about. Sometimes people will have opportunities in front of them. They might not think it's that great of an opportunity. They'll say, oh, that's terrible. I mean, my first speaking engagement as a coach was totally mismatched. It was at can I say brand names? It was at a Mary Kay meeting that this woman who I bought some lipstick from, she says, oh, come and talk to my group. And most of the people that were in the room were kind of like brought there by somebody and weren't necessarily interested in being there. So it was like this crowd of people who were kind of not there. And I'm like, hello, I'm Nancy, and here's how you can balance your life. And, oh, man, it was just – but I tell people about it. I said that was – it was mismatched, if anything. But you know what? At that time, I'd rather be mismatched in front of the wrong audience than my first break being in front of a big audience and maybe I blow it. I mean, we have to really look at that, especially people who are trying to get media attention and they don't want to do something because it might seem small potatoes. Oh, that's just some rinky-dink little...
No, you know what? You still got to do it. As a matter of fact, that's your training ground. And any one of us, I don't care how seasoned we all are, I don't know about you, Nancy, but I still get, not because I'm nervous, but I get so excited about presentations that I still get a little bit of the butterflies, you know? And to me, the key is just practice. So anytime that there's an opportunity to practice, even if it's five people, it doesn't matter. One time, the local Rotary asked me to do a presentation, and it was like at 8 o'clock in one of a very nice restaurant locally, but it was in the back room. And by then, it was all guys. And what I didn't realize is they have been drinking since 5 o'clock, and this is 8 o'clock, right? So talk about mismatch. And here I'm trying to make a presentation that, you know, was very businesslike. I was trying to also do a fundraising for a local charity and all this kind of stuff. And I wanted to die when I realized that, you know, calling me, hey, cutie, sweetie, and all this kind of stuff. So, but, no, it was a hoot. But it gave me a tremendous training as to how to handle it. Of course, I decided I would never do that again, anything that it had to do with guys. After 7 o'clock, I'm not doing presentations. But I handled myself so well that I was very proud. And immediately it registered as to how you need to continue to be in those training grounds.
And you just perceive it's like, okay, this is what it is.
Exactly, yeah. And make the best out of it. And actually, because Nancy, you've known me for a long time now. You know that I love to do stand-up comedy.
Oh, that's right. So guess what?
It gave me a huge opportunity to crack him up.
Nothing better than doing stand-up comedy in front of a drunk crowd of Rotaries, huh?
I mean, I knew they wouldn't remember Jack the following morning, but who cares? I'm saying, oh, well, what a great moment for me to practice my routine here. So, you know, I talk about clowns and all that kind of stuff, and it was very hysterical. And I had a great time. However, I could have had a miserable time and get offended, all these idiots, how dare they, you know, start drinking instead of waiting for me. I mean, I could have made it really miserable for myself. And sometimes you kind of have to go with, well, you know, why not join them? they want to do what they're doing, then let me just make them laugh.
You know, hey, Allie and Nancy, it's Jean Robinson. I just got home from the dentist and can't talk, but I just wanted to say hi, and I got the last of reception. I can get most things out but V's now.
Okay.
Oh, Jean.
So anyway, I don't want to interrupt, but I wanted to know I was here, and I did, but 3 hours is... And I got the ice pack on one side. Anyway, get back to perception.
Ginger, sweetie, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Well, I wish I could have heard the whole thing, but I did print out the things, Nancy, from yours, and it just, you know, you get done what you can do. But anyway, I'm glad I heard part of it.
Good. We'll send you the recording.
Yes.
Jean, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Love it. Okay.
Thank you. Go attend to that ice pack. Yeah.
Now, for those
of you listening, I think Allie just mentioned something a minute ago, which I just have to stop and do a quick little Allie thing. Allie has done stand-up comedy as well. So, and she's quite the cut-up. If you ever come to any of my Viva Visibility calls, she's like the one laughing the loudest and, you know, cracking the jokes. But what's interesting, I find, about you, Allie, is that you have this funny, real bold, brazen, I will dare to say, side of you, but you also have this very sensitive, very intuitive part. And what I notice is that one-on-one, like when I talk to you, I think you keep it like it's at a lower level, and then when you're in a group setting, you definitely know how to bring it up so it motivates a crowd. You're an incredible person in front of a group of people, because I think that really, I mean, you're probably, I'm not a Myers-Briggs person, but I would imagine you are a high extrovert. And, you know, there's something about you being around groups of people that really brings out your passionista. And I'm hearing that on this call, and I'm really grateful that you were able to do it. If this was just you and me sitting here, we'd both be like, you know, really mellow, and you'd be talking about the eagle on your website and how meaningful that is. And now we're here, we're talking about drunk Rotary Club members and Mary Kay meetings and all this crazy stuff. So anyhow, just had to do a little quick Allie plug there. All right, we will, we've got about a couple minutes left, but I just want to wrap this up. I have two questions. I would like you to answer them both just briefly. And also, we can stop and ask any more questions, and I want you to give more information. But the first one is, what does passion have to do with boosting the bottom line of a business, and why is that important?
Well,
I mean, not
that,
why is the bottom line of the business important? Why is passion as
passion
a business?
Really, I get it. I was going to say, well, without a bottom line, we're not going anywhere. Passion is everything. If you're not passionate about what you do, if you're not passionate about your business, if you're not passionate about your future, if you don't have a passionista mindset to really have that you know, that burning desire to keep on moving forward and to share information and to continue to actually act and think bigger than what you normally would, it's, you know, you kind of stay behind. And this is one of the things, again, that I'm very passionate about, not only motivating people, but really kicking butt from here to Toledo, and I don't mean Ohio. It's, you got to continue to stay ahead of the curve, ahead of everybody else. You know, we hear recession. I mean, we hear how things are so bad. And you know what? I have actually gotten more clients during this so-called recessionary period because they're mindful of the fact that now more than ever they really need a good, solid coach behind them to direct them. And those that get it, that they understand how important it is to not only be passionate about what they do, but remain passionate and motivated to continue, they understand also that this is not the time to stop getting a coach or stop marketing or stop visibility and accessibility. Just don't do that. This is a time, again, another opportunity where you want to build upon it so you can be ahead of everybody else. Because by the time you're done with it, your competition may be in La La Land and you're going to be picking up all of their share markets that are now rightfully yours. So it's, you know, it's a win-win, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes. I think that's fabulous. I mean, that I think wraps it up quite nicely because, I mean, this is really something that you've taken something that's very conceptual. You know, we talk about passion, and it's something you really have to feel it to understand what it is, but you've given us these tangible experiences where we can notice where it's already happening in our lives and then say, okay, now how would it be if we felt like that the whole time in our business? Because I'm very motivated listening to you on this call. I think other people who are listening to this are probably very motivated as well. I would encourage folks to stop by your AllieRodriguez.com website and get your DVD because then they can just keep that motivation going. I can imagine you just...
Oh, God. It's when you see that DVD and you will be able to get it in 5 days after you place the order because it's the real McCoy. This is a beautiful, beautifully done by an awesome videography company here in town. And it is me in all my glory because that's another thing. I teach people to, hey, welcome the spotlight. Welcome, let the be in the limelight. And even people who are shy at first, trust me, your life will never be the same after I'm in your life. It's like, because it's part of what's going to propel you into the future. It's part of claiming your right to being, you know, to have your fame and to have your fortune. And in tying up the fame and fortune, I do want to add this, Nancy, is promotion. It's not part of my pillars, but it is something that has to do. We all have fans in our lives. And if we don't, call me and I'll teach you how to create fans. And those fans, when we have fans in our life, those are the people that are going to be talking about us. Those are the people that are going to be saying, oh, my God, you got to go to Nancy's visibility class because she's going to be talking about this and that and the other. And these are people that are talking, and they're talking behind our back, and that's wonderful. Those are the ones that I call promoters. These are people that promote us. In spite of ourselves, in spite of what we do, they just love us. They may not even be close friends, but they love what we do. They love our spirits, and they talk. And to me, that's what I call the gold. You hit the jackpot. When you have people like that in your life, that they're willing to talk about you, they're willing to bring you referrals, they may never become a client. But these are people, they follow you around. They're like groupies. They're followers. They're fans. They love what you do. They're constantly going to be talking about you to others. So you want to make sure that you treat them with love and respect and that you acknowledge everything that they do for you because they open doors for you without you even knowing it. And that is one of the biggest nuggets of gold that you can actually claim, put in your pocket, and just embrace it. Because these people, most of the time, will be in your life to stay, and they are priceless. If you're lucky enough to make them your friends, then the more power.
And Allie, I want to just comment really quick because we're going to wrap it up. But I just have to jump in and tell people to look for something that you wrote, that that can kind of explain some of this in more, I would say, racier terms. Allie wrote an article called Cleavage in the Boardroom. If you Google cleavage in the boardroom, it's interesting. The first thing that comes up is an interview that Allie's quoted on a blog from our very own tech self, therebelbell.com/blog. It was a post in April of 2008. And and then if you keep going, there's all kinds of things about cleavage all over the web. And then, but as I scroll down the page, I think the 10th one, it's a Tyra Banks show, and it says, "So, girlfriend, cover up that cleavage in the boardroom. You might become more successful and taken more seriously." Allie's not talking about wearing a push-up bra, that kind of cleavage. She's talking about that energy, that mindset, for you guys on the call, just hang on there for a second. I mean, I'm sure there's a male equivalent. I'm not going to get really detailed here. But I think it's just that hotness, once again, the fire element of Allie. You know, it's feeling that hotness, like I'm hot. My ideas are hot. My creativity is hot. My business is hot. My passion is hot. I'm fueled. I have a fire burning.
That truly is, and part of that cleavage in the boardroom, it's about approach. It's how you show your intellectual cleavage. There's nothing sexier than showing your brains. It's absolutely, I mean, awesome, and it is. It is that hotness. That, oh my God, she's hot. And you know what? You're right. I am.
If you want to find that article, it's in a number of places on the web. It's on several websites, but if you Google cleavage in the boardroom and then put in the whole phrase cleavage in the boardroom Allie Rodriguez, it'll take you. I have it on my old blog, The Savvy Comadre. It's on articlesbase.com. It's on ideamarketers.com. It's on Marketing Machine. It's on Business Easy 70. I mean, all kinds of these different articles, Allie.com. There are lots of different places where you can find it. So read that, because I remember that article, Allie, I think that came from a conversation you and I were having, didn't it?
Well, actually,
something happened. You said something, and I said, oh, girl, if you don't write an article about that, I will.
Oh, it had to do with a board meeting that I had. That's actually how I was inspired to do this kind of thing. And I was sharing it with you. And then I was kind of complaining to you. Actually, we had a conversation where I was complaining. I said, I can't believe these people are so stiff. You know, I should walk in and show cleavage, blah, 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 something to that effect. And then we realized the importance of showing our intellectual cleavage. It's all about, you know, being smart and being hot.
And we're not talking hoochie mama. We're talking, you know, just that power from within. That's just, you know, our words for it for today, but, you know, it's just that knowing, like, I've got something special. I've got something, and it's magnetic, and it's powerful. And really, that's what I'm taking away from this call is this whole passionista. Gosh, I'm so excited right now. I just, like, I always get really motivated when I talk to you, Allie. But, and I'm sure everybody else is, too. I wanted to ask people, before we wrap it up, we have time for just a couple of questions, comments, anything that you want to share. If you are willing and ready to show your passionista side, anything that you want to share, I'll open it up. Does Star 6 will unmute you?
Hi, it's Grishina here.
Hello, welcome.
From Brisbane, Australia again.
Oh, it's such a delight to have you again. Thank you for being here.
It's okay. It's a pleasure. I just wanted to ask something. Ali, you talked about passion so much, and I know it's very, very important. But I found, I wonder if you'll agree with me, that very often people, they have a lot of passion, but they're still going nowhere because they kind of all over the place. And I don't want to sound like a bucket of cold water, but wouldn't you agree that it's very, very important to as well set some priorities and that would allow you to focus and deal with negativity and distraction and everything, which sounds, as I said, a little bit more logical, not as fiery. But I found that when I did it, when I just thought about my passion, I was doing all the seminars and coaching people and reading all these books, but I couldn't quite concentrate on on what was my passion anyway. And I found that when I set my priorities, which starts with P, by the way, so it fits well with your pillars of power, that what I found, for example, that I forgot about one thing that helps me tremendously right now, which is I started to look after myself. I started to say no to things that were not important to me. I started to exercise and eat well and sleep enough, because with just passion, I was just too, do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
I agree with the fact that we all need to prioritize. I also know that we all have many passions at one given point. And in prioritizing, you just need to concentrate on the one and only that is going to keep you moving to attain what you want. It's all about you, and it's all about what you want. If you are scattered with different fires burning, it's like anything else. The kitchen is going to come down. All right? Yeah, because passion, and you see how I went through the pride. Also, when you're very proud about who you are, what you do, where you've been, where you're going, and you tie it to your passion, it gives you a sense of balance. It immediately balances you. And passion is also about knowing what it is that you do that is important and it matters.
Yes.
Follow that one? Yes?
Yes, thanks.
Yes.
Thank you.
So, again, focus on what's important and what matters. Thank you so much for that question.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here on this call with me and with my guest, Ali Rodriguez, the Passionista Coach. I'm feeling very inspired. I'm feeling very passionate right now. Whew, I got to go drink some cold water, Ali. You get it all heated up around here.
I tell you, this is, I just love doing this, and you know, Nancy, that I love what you do, and I'm a big believer in everything that you do, and for me to have this opportunity to share with our audience this afternoon is just totally amazing, so I feel very honored, and yet I am on fire. It's like you touch me and I go, pfft.
Yeah. Well, Passionista for Life, Passionista, P-A, write the word passion, P-A-S-S-I-O-N-I-S-T-A, the word for, F-O-R-L-I-F-E.com, PassionistaForLife.com. You can check out some of Allie's fiery stuff. She has a couple other websites, too. There's AllieRodriguez.com. And then finally, if you are interested in getting Allie as your business coach, she rocks. She's very, very good. www.visionforsuccess.biz. visionforsuccess.biz, not anything dot after that. And why don't you give us your phone number, Allie, in case people want to just...
Area code is 386, and if you want to make it easy to remember, it actually spells out fun, F-U-N. I swear, can you imagine? So area code is 386, and the phone number is 615-6282.
Okay, Allie's on Eastern time, so,
yes.
You know, pay attention to that. And thank you so much, Allie, for being here, for sharing your Passionista mindset with us, everyone who's been on this call. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. This is Nancy Marmolejo of VivaVisibility.com. Been a pleasure having y'all here. And be sure to keep reading my Viva Visibility notes that come out every Wednesday for upcoming teleseminars so you can get more great information like you did today. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you, Nancy.